JFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
I'm with myself. I'm not alone. I'm with Baba Lwa Charlie. All broadcasting live from the University of Johannesburg, Auckland Park, Queensway campus. We're coming to you from the Sanlam Auditorium. Right now, we do have the man of the hour. We do have our very own Vice Chancellor, Professor Topham Pedi. You see how you're doing?
I'm feeling
right. And you did bring a guest for us that evening.
This is my brother, sister, and Professor Franklin. He's the president of William Venus in Liberia.
Lovely.
Welcome, my brother.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting being here in the campus, the beautiful campus. And tonight was very phenomenal.
Thank you.
I will congratulate you on your strategic plan.
Thank you.
VC, as the Vice Chancellor of the University of Johannesburg, how do you envision UJ's role in shaping the future of higher education, particularly in light of the challenges that were highlighted in the 2023 stakeholder report?
Yeah, look, UJ is not going to just talk about the problems that we're facing.
Yes.
We're going to come up with solutions. And so far, we've shown that we're on the right track. We just launched UJ Societal Impact Project, where we adopted 3 villages in Limpopo. It's incredible what is happening. There is water. We set up a bakery using solar. They bake 200 loaves of bread per day, so people don't have to wait for Christmas to get bread.
Oh.
So we're going to change that. We adopted a school called Hangani High School, secondary school. We set up together with a generous donor a learning center that has computers, satellite internet. I was touched with the principal that told me that last year their pass rate from matric went up to 94.7%. In June they had 100% pass rate, and they're aiming for 100%. This is just a taste of the amazing things that we're doing to empower our communities.
Now, knowing very much that UJ has made very much great strides when it comes to promoting inclusivity.
Yeah.
So what concrete steps are being taken to ensure that this diversity in both the student body and the faculty is remaining the same and also growing into something greater?
Most definitely. Look, at UJ we talk not only about diversity, but we also talk about inclusivity and belonging.
Yes.
You know, you see that in our staff, see that in our student body. Because the students, when they graduate, they're going to a diverse labor market. They must be able to interact with people from a diverse background. So we're going to continue to build on that. If we arrive, we haven't. We still need to ensure that persons with disabilities are more represented.
More women in positions of authority. And we're working on that with various programs.
Now, for our esteemed guest right here, what pointers did you say that you took away from some of the strategic plans moving forward for our university? Maybe some take home for yourself.
First of all, let me thank your VC for his warm hospitality since we've been here. I met the VC in Qatar, Doha, Qatar, and we just clicked. And we talked about the same thing for improving the human life and making an impact on the world and our education. And we talk about the great things you all were doing here, and I asked him that I would come and see to come and see. So for the past few days, we have been talking to different departments and schools about what we can learn. One of the things that we need to focus on in Africa is that we can feed off of each other.
Yeah.
We do not need to go to Europe or to the U.S.
to feel sure
because our challenges are the same.
Yeah.
And so I'm so grateful to your VC.
Yeah.
And tonight was amazing.
Yes.
And I want to congratulate you again.
Thank you.
A wonderful experience.
Yeah.
We are leaving from here on fire.
Right.
Because of what we have seen.
Yeah.
We're in your lab today, your engineering lab, electrical engineering lab today, and see the amazing thing, your mechanical engineering lab.
Yes.
And seeing the amazing, amazing work, hands-on work that you all are involved with. I want to thank you again for your profound leadership.
Thank you.
And also, VC shared about some of the success stories when it comes to inclusivity. So may kindly just also share, you know, some inclusivity success stories within your own university.
When I first became president at the university, I quickly introduced an office called Office of Diversity, Inclusivity,
yes,
and Equity and Belonging.
Yeah.
And it's a young office. But listen, I brought the director for that program here.
Yeah.
To see the rainbow experience here at UJ. So we are growing the program. Thank you again for asking that question.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That is our VC we just had a conversation with. We did pose a question to you, Johannesburg. What are some of the priorities we'd like the SRSU to focus on in the coming year? It's 071-583-0206 or 011-559-1653. Hit us up on our social media platforms. It says UJFM absolutely everywhere. You also shoot into the open forum with myself, Pumelele Zulu, and Babalu Chan.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.